God said, I want you to take the experiences that could have taken you out this year, but didn't. And I want you to get, I want you to get 12 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I didn't count those before I preached. I'm glad that worked out. I just went for it. I felt like maybe God was at it. Let's see. I need you to get 12, because 12 tribes of Israel. Because it's 12, it's 12. It's the number of government, that's the number of order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. According to the tribes, get one man from each of the tribe and get them to get a stone. And I don't think God would mind if we modernize the text for New Year's Eve, because we don't have 12 tribes of Israel necessarily, but we got January, February, March, April, May. Now see, every month this year taught me something. June taught me something. July taught me something. August taught me something. September taught me something. Touch somebody, say, I'm coming out with something. I'm coming out with something. I learned something in October. I learned something in November. I learned something in December. So I'm going back to January, and I'm going to remember how God blessed me, how God gave me joy in January and faith in February and mercy in May. And he worked on my attitude in April. And in March, I don't know what anything else that starts with an M, but I'm not leaving this year without carrying something out of it. So, and I love this part, that what could have been rock bottom became their stepping stone. Please help me preach this sermon. Please help me preach this sermon. I could have drowned in the waters, but God drove them back, and now I'm walking on what was sent. I got some on my shoulder I'm carrying out. And see, everything taught me something this year. That's how you leave 2015 with no regrets. It's that the thing that appeared to be rock bottom actually becomes a stepping stone. So it's not that I would have chosen it, but since I can't change it, I might as well step on it. See? And there's a whole lot of things that happened to me that I wouldn't have wanted to have to walk on. But I didn't accept Christ, and I didn't sign up to follow him just to get through. I need a faith that gets over. I need a faith that gets over. It wasn't that God brought them through the Jordan. It's that he brought them over the Jordan. There's a difference. There's a difference. That ark had a cherubim on one side, cherubim on the other side. And God said, I'll meet you between those cherubim above the ark. Above it. So I want to celebrate tonight. Not just that I got through it. That I got over it. I want God to help me with this, because he hit me during worship to tell me that when I get to this specific point, there is something that you keep tripping over in your life. Memory, addiction. And I would love to say that tonight, as you cross over into new land, that thing is going to leave you alone forever. I would love to say that. Now, don't clap, because I can't tell you that. But do you remember when Jesus, he healed this man that was lying on the mat? And after he healed him, he didn't let the man do away with his mat. He just let him pick it up and carry it over so that the thing that used to hold you is still here, but it doesn't hold you anymore because you're not under it. You're over it. If you have this kind of faith, if you have something in your life that you keep tripping over, I want you to stand up on your feet, stand up on your feet. Something you've been tripping over, something you've been tripping over. All right. Now, when I say three, what I want you to do is symbolic. It's symbolic. You don't have to do it. But if you got something that you've been tripping over, that God has called you to triumph over, I'm going to do it just like God told me. He told me to tell you that when I say three, pick your foot up and put it down. And when I say three and you pick your foot up and put it down, come on every campus. This is for Matthews. This is for Lake Norman. This is for Blakeney. This is for Toronto. This is online. You might be watching this on your iPhone. I don't care what your grandma thinks about it in the other room. It doesn't even matter because this moment is for you. There's something in your life you've been stumbling over. It's been a stumbling block to you, but it's about to become a stepping stone. Watch this. When I say three, only if you have faith, pick your foot up and put it down when I say three and shout, I'm over it. On three. One, two, three. I'm over it. I want to do it again. Hold on. This time I want you to get that thing on your mind. You know, the thing that you can't tell your neighbor about. The personal thing. The thing that almost became your deathbed this year. That thought pattern, that attraction, that proclivity, that thing, all right? You got it? Now on three, pick your foot up and put it down and shout, I'm over it. One, two, three.
I'm over it.
I don't know. I think we need a third time to do it. Good things happen in threes. Now this time, I want you to consider in Hebrews chapter 2, where it said that God took everything and put it under Jesus' feet. I want you to remember how that Ark of the Covenant represents Jesus with divinity underneath gold, with humanity underneath gold, with humanity underneath divinity. And I want you to realize that he's raised you up to heavenly places with Christ. On three, one, two, three, I'm over it. Sorrow came into my life this year, but I got over it. Depression came in my life this year, but I got over it. Shame came in my life this year, but I got over it. Disappointment came in my life this year, but I got over it. 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 I'm 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 over it. Doesn't hold me. Doesn't have me. Can't hold me. I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm sorry. You hear that, devil? I'm over it. Get under my feet. Get under my... I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over it. I had some insecurity, but I'm over it. I had some fear that kept me from being the father that I wanted to be, but I'm over it. And it's not that I'm expecting it to go away. It's just that I'm a carrier with me, and it can't tell me where to stop. I'm over it. I'm over it. That's the word. That's the word. I'm over it. I'm over it. You gotta get it in your heart. They hurt me, but I'm over it. What they said about me, I'm over it. I don't believe that anymore. What they did to me, I'm over it. In fact, they don't even have to apologize to me. If they don't ever apologize, I'm over it. I'm over it. Because everything that stood against me, Jesus put a cross over it. You didn't hear me. Everything that was pushing against me to try to get me back into darkness, Jesus put a cross over it. That's why my faith looks forward, because I got a cross over my past. And whatever I've been through, he delivered me from the power of it. I'm over it. I got a Joshua. His name is Jesus. And I'm not standing at the Jordan anymore. Because I got a faith that points back. Come on, you got to try this. You got to try this. This is fun. Just point back one time. Just point. Now, don't look back. Don't look back. But while your faith is looking forward, let your finger point back. And whatever you're pointing at that God brought you through is now the evidence of his faithfulness for where he's taking you. Come on, point back. How many got something you can point back on from this year? When I look back over my life and see all the doors he's opened for me, when I look back over my life and see all the ways he kept me and all the ways he blessed me, the same God who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, I got a faith that looks forward and points back. I'm pointing back to remind the devil of why I'm confident moving forward. Now, you've been getting this backwards, and that's why you're stuck. You've been pointing forward.
One day I'm going to have 100%. One day I'm dead.
But tonight's the night. Come on. That you're crossing over. In your mind.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.